beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
I live here.
So you're
harassing me now, because I'm coming home to park.
Where's your home?
Don't stalk me.
Never mind, I have nothing to do. Yes, I'm being harassed by this man. I'm on Ocean Park, and he's filming me here, and he drives an Audi, license plate 6. He's filming me with his camera. He cuts me off. It's a 2-lane. I honked at him because he was too close to me, and then he flips me off and calls me a bitch. So I pull over and I say, what was that? That was not necessary to cut me off. So he's filming me right now as I'm talking to the police officer. So I need a police officer right now because I'm missing my doctor's appointment. I'm a disabled trying to go to my doctor's appointment, and this guy is, please put your phone down. This is ridiculous. Oh my God.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by the Million Paws Walk. If you would like to support the walk to fight animal cruelty, and you happen to live in South Wales, then make sure you check out their website, millionpawswalk.com.au/newsouthwales.html. There's no listener checkout code to use or anything like that, because it's a donation for the thing, and I've talked myself into a corner. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Million Paws Walk Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Mark.
I'm sorry I had you muted. Say that again.
Hello, Daniel. Yes. Missed your mark.
I did. I missed my mark. I'm doing great. Yeah. Thank you for asking. No, you know what? This was sent to us by RT Cruiser. This is an event that he's actually participating in, the Million Paws Walk.
We should definitely talk about it you should definitely make sure people know it's a serious thing, because
I am,
as everyone
right
knows
now,
who listens, that's usually a bit. So now what you're saying is, everyone, please pay attention to the sponsor of the show this week.
Right. You don't have to live in South Wales to participate. I believe you can sponsor. Let me see what this is. It's a Million Paws Walk. It's going out to do this. You know what I'll do? I'll just read what RT Cruiser wrote us. I've adopted a 3-legged dog to keep my mum company, and it would mean a lot.
What's the dog's name? Lucky?
Limpy. And that was horrible. No, but here's, I'm going to, can we, if I give you a link, can you put it in our show notes /on our website? God. No,
much work, Daniel.
It's yes, one link. It goes directly to his mom's personal page so that you can sponsor RT Cruiser's mom.
Absolutely.
In the walkathon. I'm going to read this from you. Esme has just been adopted by the as a companion animal. Esme is the 3-legged dog. He's had a rough life so far and was abandoned and had to have a foot amputated. So you can donate. Let's see, what are you doing? Like $20, $5 for this paws walk? I don't know. It's a walkathon. We'll put the link in a thing. Go check it out. Support, RT Cruiser.
I've never understood.
Maybe if RT Cruiser just wants to go ahead and say now that he will donate all of the money that he's going to win from the death phone to the paws walk, we can just go ahead and give him that money to the paws walk right now. And then if he doesn't win, then he has to pay the winner the
like
money.
$130, something like that.
That's right. We can do that.
I never understood these walkathons or these pawathons.
Now,
or these,
in fairness, this is Australian, so I believe it's called a walkaboutathon.
Could be. Ching. We always have these, we have like a heart walk.
Yes.
You know, that everyone's always sending out these emails, sponsor me for the heart walk. But what I don't And I do understand it. I mean, I do grasp the concept, but really you're just donating money. So why don't they just say, why don't you donate money to my, you know, I'm raising money for XYZ. Donate money.
Because it's not just the fact of raising money. It's more of a case of now you're bonding with other people that are there for that same cause. So it's like, it's a social event slash fundraiser. And it's a great thing to do, right? Because people get tired of just like getting asked for money all the time. It's like, think about this, right? A homeless guy hits you up on the street and he's like, hey man, can you spare a dollar? And your immediate reaction is to go, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any cash on me. Even when you have cash in your pocket.
I'll give you a dollar for every block around the park that you walk. So
right now, if that homeless person instead was outside of your local grocery store and was like going, you know, I'm doing this walkathon for cancer. And it's like, you know, for every mile, if you just sponsor me for a dollar a mile, it's, you know, it's a 50 mile walk. I'm just saying it's just a different way to ask for money, Adam.
I think it's a really good cause and everyone should go over there. And
they should. And here's something, this is not for everyone, by the way. This is for those of you, and you know who you are, those of you who make well over $100,000 a year. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's a lot of you. But here's the thing. One of our own, Mr. Gary Bearden, just in the prime of his life has decided, you know what? Fuck this. I see this really cool thing that I want to go do in another state, and I'm going to keep plugging through, and I'm going to figure out how to do this, and I'm just going to up and move to Portland to go live in this this rainbow village that he's living in and whatnot. So if you've got a few extra shekels laying around, because it's not cheap to move yourself all the way across the country, you know, and certainly to outfit a new place that you're in because he's starting a new job there and whatever. So, you know, I'm not talking like hundreds of dollars here, but if you have an extra $5 or $10 laying around, his PayPal account is gary.bearden@gmail.com. So if you do a PayPal amount to him, I don't go through us because I don't want to like pick, you know, because if you donate to Pride 48 with credit cards, it pulls fees or whatever like that. So just give it directly to Gary. It's not published anywhere. We're not doing a GoFundMe or anything. Like, I don't want to give other people percentage. I would just rather the most amount of money get to him that can. So if you got a few extra shekels laying around, just go over to PayPal and give gary.bearden@gmail.com, you know, $4 or $5, just some gas money, something like that. It'd be nice. Just so all the stuff that Gary does for us, I just thought it would be nice. So I've already given him some, but I gave him $3 is what I did, Adam. I gave him $3. You know what,
so,
Adam?
What? So what I think we should do for this whole Gary Bearden and this RT Cruiser, these donations that we're collecting.
Yes. Well, we're not in the notes.
Yeah, in the notes. Huh?
We're not collecting them. We're just saying if you've got a few.
Oh, right. You know, but our millions of listeners, they're going to reach that goal. I mean, just like, boom. Oh,
wow.
You know?
If your goal is to make $10, yes, you will make that goal.
But what I want to say is that everyone who goes over and donates to either one of those fine causes, either the three-legged dog or Gary Bearden, put dubious intent in your comments, and we can see
that's like grandstanding, isn't it?
Came from dubious intent. You
no.
know. Use the special listener code DI.
No.
In your donation.
No, that completely undoes what we're saying to do, right? What we're saying is, look, here's a member of our community that needs some help. You know, if you've got a few extra shekels, then do. If you don't have a few extra shekels, then don't, right? It's like, it's not high pressure here or anything like that. If you don't have money, you know, laying around to donate to Gary Bearden to help with groceries or whatever, then, you know, just send him a message on Facebook. Say, hey, you know, heard about the move and, you know, good for you. And, you know, we're all thinking of you, whatever. But if you do have a few, I mean, he doesn't need like massive amounts of cash, but if, you know, a few hundred extra bucks total would probably, you know, help. So I'm just saying. RT Cruiser is sponsoring a dog, a three-legged dog. It's weird. RT Cruiser donated $21. And all I can think of is like, was that like $7 a leg? Like, had the dog had four legs, would he have donated $28? it's like, you donated an amount that can be evenly divisible by three, which is just like, that's what's throwing me for a loop here. It's like, wait, did he do that on purpose? He like picked something that was divisible by three on purpose?
Yeah. Now, is he sponsoring the dog or is the dog sponsoring the cause or something? Yeah. I don't know.
They all sponsor each other, Adam. You know what, Adam? It is 9:31 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have CC March. CeCe Marshall, CT Yaley, Curtis, George in Atlanta, Joe Batanza, Mags, Yasmamadou, Angela to be pecked, Gary MC, and Park R.
There you go. That's Parker. Yeah. And Kathy Marshall in the chat room is asking if 29 is divisible, but I didn't say 29. He donated 21. Maybe I slurred when I said 21. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's move this show forward, and let's do. I've covered that, and I've covered that. So now it's up to you, Adam.
Well, I just donated, but I didn't realize I was an anonymous donor. So it says anonymous, so no one's gonna know that I donated.
How dare you, Adam?
To Rosie?
How are you,
Rosalie, or whatever?
Wow. Look at you. Did you donate? It does. It says dubious intent right underneath it. You just gave $52 to a three-legged dog. That is not divisible by three, Adam. You've failed this. It's like you should have given him $42. That would have been.
Well, divisible. You know, it's kind of confusing because I did 50 Australian dollars.
Oh.
Which is actually not 50 American dollars. It's a better deal than donating to Gary Bearden, actually, because you can give more. You can feel like you're giving more, but it's less money. If I gave Gary Bearden $50, it would actually be $50. But every quarter on the dollar
is
wow, not. Yeah.
That is, it's yeah, very.
I could do the math, but right, I, you
be
know.
Be careful. Be careful when you're donating to this walk-a-thon here, because you're going to have to
so
do
it was
math.
Actually $37.65 that I gave.
Which also is not divisible by three. What is up with you people? Anyway.
You know, it's funny. There, you know, I don't understand why it says $52.50 because I clearly donated $50. Is there like a fee?
I don't know. How would I know? Anyway. I don't. As Curtis says, how oddly specific. No, I think Curtis, what he's saying is he donated $50 on the website, but then it was $50 Australian. So when the credit card thing came through, like when the bank account thing came through, it says 37 because that's what it is in US dollars.
Yeah, but if you look at the actual website, it says I donated $52.50, right, but that's not what I donated. Well, so I don't know.
Let's just go with it. Let's just assume that you donated $52.50.
I'm going to look at my bank statement before this show is over. If they have...
You don't understand. We're fixing to go on vacation together for a few days, and you will be obsessing over this the entire... It's like, you will not be able to enjoy the Harry Potter world at Universal Studios because you'll be like checking your phone like, oh, I just got an email from my bank. I was trying to get them to clarify whether indeed it was...
Well, you know, oddly enough, I have tried to make some purchases recently, and my credit card company keeps declining them, but it's because they're being overprotective. Like, it was a dollar. I wanted to try... A free trial of a site that had the VR porn.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it got declined, and then immediately it got declined. It was like a dollar is all it was.
Yes.
And then every other charge after that was then getting declined.
Right, because they'd set you up for fraud alert.
I had to call them, and it happened twice, not just twice within like 3 days.
Who is this? Who what credit card company is this? Call them out. Who are they?
It's Bank of America.
Oh, they're the worst. You know who's the best is Capital One is the best because that was my card that got cloned and got stolen or whatever. They just text you. They text you your phone. It's like, hey, did you? Because like when I activated my new card, I bought something immediately on that card, and they immediately texted me like, hey, did you just spend $50 at this place? If you say yes, then we're cool. If you say no, then we'll stop your card. You know. So,
in fairness to Bank of America, they did text me, but they declined it first. And then they texted me. So and then they're like, hey, did you try to initiate these last three charges? If so, text yes.
This is really weird. I'm not quite sure I know what to make of this. In the chat room, someone is saying, hi, Curtis, because Curtis Hill is in our chat room, by the way. Someone says, hi, Curtis, I enjoyed the last episode of the Game Night Guys. Now, the last episode of the Game Night Guys was in 1975, I think. They were doing the board game edition of the ABC All-Stars, Battle of the Network Stars, I think. It was.
I thought they were testing, like, the pre-release version of Clue.
The beta.
The beta version.
It was the beta version of Clue.
They actually sent a real, lead pipe.
Right. And they hadn't,
with it.
They hadn't, come up with the actual character names. I was like... I believe it was done by a stereotypical Asian lady in the drawing room.
Right.
Anyway, Adam, tell us about your trip to salon.
Okay. So I get my hair cut in St. Louis.
There's a song in there somewhere, but I'm too lazy to go and look for it.
Right. So I get my hair cut.
I get my hair cut in St. Louis. It's the best place that I can get my hair done.
So, and it's a little bit of a trip for us. So Mark went with me this weekend and he drove there and I drove back. But anyway, we get to the salon, and the reason I knew about that salon, or that I knew the salon existed, is because my very first real boyfriend, like real relationship that lasted multiple years, mm-hmm. et cetera, mm-hmm. used this same place. That's how I found out about it.
Did he also go to St. Louis to get his haircut?
Well, he was from St. Louis, but he continued to go there even after he moved to Memphis and then whatever.
That's a hike.
So, we pull up, and my ex is getting out of his vehicle.
Ah, so now, you saw him there.
I haven't seen my ex in probably 10 years. I haven't spoken to him in probably 10 years.
But his hair looks exactly the same. That was a horrible joke, Adam. It's a horrible joke. I can't believe you made it.
I'm just going to let that go. So anyway, I didn't know. I really, because Mark was with me and I was like, oh, I don't want to have this awkward conversation.
Oh my God, this was 20 years ago or something, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not going to be jealousy, but I mean, Mark's with me. I didn't want him to feel weird. It's like, I haven't seen Kevin in like 10 years. We haven't talked. I was hoping he didn't see me. I was like kind of hiding my face because I didn't know. I don't like awkward situations.
Did you give him our phone number?
To what? Call in and leave a voicemail?
Maybe this is him. Let's find out. It's like, hello.
Yeah. Hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Depot.
Oh, that's not him.
Screenwriter Barbara Turner. Also famous for being the mother of Jennifer Jason Leigh, dead at 79. I'm guessing 79 is the new 69. Okay, bye.
There we go, Barbara Turner. What say you, Adam Burns?
Sure.
Congratulations. All right, so you ran into your ex.
Yeah, so I thought we were good, right? So he got out. He's kind of an oblivious person, so
he didn't recognize you.
He's very intelligent, but he doesn't pay attention. Like, he doesn't see, what is it? You don't see your nose in front of your face,
right?
Sort of person.
He doesn't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah. So he goes in, and I'm like, I'm chatting to Mark, like I'm like opening the door slowly and sticking one leg out of the door, and like then I reach around and need my hat or something or a jacket, and so I'm like futzing around with stuff in the car. And then Mark's like, so Kevin finally gets in the door, but I'm waiting for him to like get through the check-in process and get, to wherever he's going. So then Mark is like, you're just being slow about this because you don't want to talk to him.
Yes.
Like, no.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not doing that. Anyway. So then, I go in and I need to go to the bathroom. So I go in and I go around the corner. Luckily, he's already gotten through the check-in person and all that. So I don't see him. And I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I open the bathroom door and there he is washing his hands at the sink. But I'm like, I don't even look at him. I just like run past him to the first stall that's open and like quickly open the door and go in the stall.
Oh my God. You're like treating him like a drive-thru at Wendy's there. You don't want nothing to do with him.
It's not. It's just that I felt like it.
Are you worried? Are you worried that he's going to come to me like, would you like to try the new hairstyle? You're like, damn it, I was going to get that, and now you had to suggest it.
Exactly. So I do all that, and then Mark texted me, and he's like, I don't even know what he said, but he's like, your ex is in the waiting room, but I didn't get the text. So then I'm like taking my time in the bathroom, and then I come out of the bathroom, and I sneak around the corner, and I'm like looking in the waiting room. I'm like, is he there? And he wasn't there. I was like, whew, coast is clear.
Oh my God. Have you talked to him since, like at this point, had you talked to him like since you guys broke up 20 years ago?
It hasn't been 20 years. I'm not that old, but I would have been in 12 or something. Well, no, but anyway, I would have been 17. Okay. Not 12.
Yeah, but dated this guy, what, in your early 20s, right?
Answer
the question, Adam. You dated this guy in your early 20s. Is important. We're trying to establish a timeline.
19.
All right. So, oh wow. Yeah, 17 is a real stretch there, Adam. Because you're like, all right, 19,
20. We dated. So, we were together for 2 years.
All right, but then it has been 18 years.
Anyway, so
it's been over a decade.
So then I sit down. I think coast is clear. I sit down by Mark. We're starting to have a conversation, and then around the corner,
What did
heaven.
Wait? What did he do to you, Adam, that you're so frightened to have a confrontation with?
I did something to him. Well, honestly, I did something to him.
Did you steal money?
No, I cheated on him, and that's why we broke up, because I decided I wanted
15 or 16 years ago. My God.
Well, see,
I don't
it was worse than that, because okay, I cheated. I had an affair. Not cheated. I had an affair that went on for like 6 months, then broke up with him, and then immediately started being a boyfriend of the person that I had an affair with.
Adam. Adam, you were 21 years old.
Not only that.
Every 21-year-old on the planet is fucked up in that way. They're all like,
maybe.
I love you. You will be my one and only. And then, you know, oh, I'm going to have an affair. And he's like, they're all fucking crazy. I was fucking crazy at that age. Everyone is fucking crazy at that age. I guarantee you he's not holding this. Like, he's not walking around like holding this in his heart, like as a thing.
You know, it's actually a very good story. And if you listen to my personal journal podcast, I believe I'll talk about it on there.
Oh, because I keep interrupting you.
Anyway, so geekygay.com, if anyone wants to listen to that, but no, we had seen each other. He had forgiven me. We had seen each other since then, all that. No, that was all water under the bridge.
Then why were you so worried about running into him?
I don't know. It's been so long and I don't know what to say, and Mark's there and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so around the corner comes Kevin, and then he didn't see me. But I knew he was going to sit down in the chair, and I thought, well, I need to just say something. I knew he was going to sit down because he was about to sit down. I thought, well, eventually he's going to see me. I'm sitting right here. So I'm like, Kevin, hi. And then he's like, wait, we're on an audio podcast.
We're on audio. They can't see. I give you kudos for the face you made there.
He's like, oh my God, Adam.
No, ladies and gentlemen, let me paint you a picture.
Adam.
There are hand gestures that go with this. It's like,
he was making hand gestures.
So it's like, Adam, no, say the line again.
Adam.
See, and every time Adam says this, he does the hand gesture where he's like,
Adam.
It is very, if you ever saw Data trying to do the stand-up comedy on the Enterprise, and when he would like throw his hands out, like full jazz palm hands out there, and like, you know, like two people walked into a bar. It's like, that was Adam. So you have to imagine that you have your hands out, your fingers spread in a very big jazz hand, and wobbling slightly as you say, I'm just helping those that can't see you, Adam. Go ahead with your.
So I told him, and he didn't even know. Apparently I had told like all the folks there, you know, that, oh, the reason I know about you guys is because of Kevin, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought that they told him, or that, you know, that he knew. He had no idea that I had been going there for like over a year now. Anyway, so
did he say at any point, it looks natural, even when wet?
No, I was wearing my hat anyway, but so.
Hold that thought right there. We'll see.
Hey guys, this is Mags. Wrestling one, Blackjack Mulligan passed away at 73, and he had been having some health issues lately, so. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what to say on this one, because I'm positive nobody will know who it is, so we'll just leave it there. Bye.
Okay,
what?
But here's the thing, Adam, we made.
Blackjack Mulligan?
We made Mags the end all and be all of any wrestling person. So if Mags says it, then it must be true. So yeah. So congratulations.
I have a poster of him over my bed.
Of Blackjack Mulligan?
Yes.
Was that his name? I don't even remember what the fuck his name was. Blackjack something.
Blackjack McGee.
McGee. McGillicuddy is Blackjack McGillicuddy is what it is. I'm so sorry, Adam. So you ran into Kevin. He went, Adam?
Yes.
And?
So, So I ran into him, and that's really the most interesting part of the story. He was like, well, when are you going to be, of meeting him, right? So we talked for a couple of minutes. I introduced him to Mark, and then he said, you know, I'm not in town very often anymore. Cause I was like, well, we can hang out sometime, cause I'm here like every month. And he's like, oh, well, I'm super busy now and I'm hardly ever in town. And he's like, what are you guys doing tonight? But I was like, no, we got to get home. Cause we really do. We really had to get home. So I was like, let me give you my cell phone number and you can text me and then we can, you know, figure it out. But anyway, so he hasn't texted me. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if he decided I don't really want to talk to Adam or if he
you're taking this so, this is like tender for you, isn't it, Adam? This is a very fresh wound, even though it's
swiped left
over a decade old. You're so, still very, what is swiping left? Is that the good one or the bad one?
Well, I'm thinking it's the bad one. That's what I meant.
Okay. He wants nothing to do
with
it.
It could be the good one. I don't know. I've never used
Tinder.
You're
not dating the guy though. So like him, you giving him, like if I ran into a friend from high school and they gave me their number to text them and I had no reason to text them, like, oh, I'm going to be in town, whatever. it's like, it's not like I live in the same town as them, so I would maybe not text them until the next time I was going to do something. That doesn't mean that they swipe left. It's just contextually, well, there's no point in this.
You're gonna understand this when I say this.
Oh, okay.
I am not good at keeping contact with people, even current people that I know, even my best friend, even anyone. Mm-hmm. Right?
We only talk on this show. That is correct. That's the only time we ever talk.
And I will admit, it's mostly my fault. It's like 75-80% my fault because I'm not good at it. I don't know why. I'm just not. Mm-hmm. Another one of my exes keeps emailing me and Skype and messaging me on Skype. And I like him. Like, he's the one that broke up with me. Like, I don't. And it was because it was a long distance relationship. He lives in England or whatever. So yeah. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, I like the person.
Yeah.
But I keep putting off emailing him back because I'm like, oh, what am I going to say? I have to tell him what's going on in my life recently, and that's going to be a novel. And I don't want to just say, oh, hey, how's it going? And write like just three words.
Just send him the link to this show and just say, like, you want to know what's going on with me? Go listen to Doobies. Oh, better yet, go listen to The Geeky Gay.
What I really want him, well, because we
now,
have
I
been
listened,
talking.
I listened to The Geeky Gay this past week, and you did not say anything about your ex.
Well, no, because that was like a week ago when I recorded that.
Right.
So anyway. So then I go into the room and Mark goes with me to get my hair cut and do all that stuff. And the woman who cuts my hair, I don't even know how it came up, but she basically said that her son, who had been in prison, had found out that he had cancer.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
we're doing a walk-a-thon for him and we want you to donate. No.
And she's like, and it's this cancer. He found this lump on his neck like a year or two ago, but they wouldn't, they told him it was normal and they weren't going to, he was in prison, right? I mean, right. So yeah. They're not giving the same standard of care. They weren't going to, they're like, oh no, it's no big deal, yada, yada. So anyway, it had like wrapped around his spine by now and it's stage 8 or something. I don't know how many stages there are, but it's like, he's dying basically.
Okay.
And first of all, what do you say to that? I mean, I'm sitting in the chair, like getting my hair shampooed, and she's mm-hmm. telling me mm-hmm. that her son, who was incarcerated.
You say what you should say. Which, oh, that's awful. That's
I did. I said, yeah. That's awful. But then she says, so have you ever known anyone who's had cancer? And I was like, oh yeah, I've known lots. I've like my uncle, just like a year ago, he died of like some kind of cancer. And I was like, and the pastor's wife at church, had brain cancer off and on for like 5 years, and she eventually died. And then, you know, I was given these lists of people that I knew.
My dad basically died of brain cancer.
And she left the room, and then Mark goes, he slaps me on the knee, and he's like, boy, V. I'm like, what? He's like, you don't tell someone whose son is dying of cancer that every single person that you knew that had cancer died. I'm like, well, I don't know what to say. She asked me, have you known anyone who had cancer? And he's like, yeah, you could say you knew someone that had cancer, but you don't have to say that every single one of them died. And then he's like, and I'm like, but seriously, what was she going to say next? If I'd have said, oh yeah, my uncle had cancer. Oh, so how's he doing? Well, he died. I mean, you know.
Kathy Marshall says, I like quiet haircuts.
Me too. I wish. I mean, I really wish I could just go in and this haircut woman.
What you do is you pretend as though you're deaf and you get Mark to translate for you. And yeah. It becomes such an awkward conversation that they just don't want to have a conversation with you anymore.
Recently I've had this problem having talkative hairstylists. But the other thing about my hairstylist is she needs a lot of direction and she's forgetful. So from one month to the next, she forgets what I want done.
I bet you she does like her own podcast where she talks about like, and this one customer just tells me every fucking thing to do. It's just like the other day, I don't know what to say to him. The other day I was talking about my son who had cancer or whatever. And he's just like, oh yeah, my entire family died of cancer. It's just like, the cancer's horrible. Yeah, they're all going to, there's no hope here. That's what he said. On his thing.
Anyway, that was basically my trip. So had a run in with the ex and then apparently told my stylist her son was a goner. But I mean, in fairness, the doctor's already told her that. So.
Oh, wow. You're just on a roll here.
Yeah. Hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Actor and jazz vocalist Bill Henderson, dead at 90. apparently died from natural causes and not from a lead pipe as he did in the movie Clue. Okay, bye.
Wow, we have a recurring theme here.
Oh, we have the Clue theme going on here. It's like the Game Night guys played the beta version of Clue, and now Bill Henderson is doing his thing there. By the way, I don't actually believe that's actually not Curtis in the chat room, by the way. I don't think so. Curtis, if that is you, message me and say that that's me. Anyway, but I don't think I saw something that he wrote, and it's not very Curtis-like. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam Burns. Two things that I have. Yeah, you know what it is on RuPaul. I always call him Joe Batance. I don't know why I use his whole name, but I do. And so, you know, we're doing that anyway. Here's the thing, Adam Burns. There are some Pride 48 podcasters out there who really, really like attention.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? They're not content with.
Well, I will say this.
What?
We are all podcasters.
It's
so
true. It's true. But, you know, it used to be one of the words like they'd end every fucking phone call with listen to my podcast. Right. And that became the thing. Oh, by the way, Curtis now messaged me and said, yes, I am in the chat room. And yes. So that is Curtis. Anyway, here's the thing is, they used to end every phone call with like, oh, listen to this. Or they'd like every Twitter message they would end with this or, you know, like. Even though people were subscribed to their podcast, they would, send out emails for you to subscribe or whatever. It's like they're shameless and they realize that we just tune this stuff out. After you get flooded with so much of it, you tune yourself out, right? Now they've taken to like these huge things. All right, not one, not two, but three podcasters went to the fucking hospital, like basically just as a publicity stunt, right? It's like Baron Frosty starts this whole thing with like, I'm in pain, I'm in the hospital. Now we heard him. On the Pride 48 clip show doing an interview with you, he sounded fine to me there. So I don't know.
Daniel, I have a theory about this.
Yes.
Cause you're about to say Taylor went to the hospital as well.
So did Mark from It's All About Me.
So other than Mark, Baron and Taylor had both just been on podcasts with one of the two of us.
Wow.
So Baron and I recorded an interview and then like a day later, he goes to the hospital.
Immediately. And I recorded a podcast with Taylor. And then 2 days later, he goes into the hospital.
Yeah.
And Mark, we talk about Mark from It's All About Me all the time. He went into the hospital.
So, you know, Daniel, I've known a lot of people who went to the hospital and they all died.
It was like. I don't know what it is. So we know that Baron Frosty, so of the ones that are going there, Baron Frosty has the most specific thing, right? He has a kidney stone. So we know that but the other two were so, this is what I think. I think Baron Frosty went in and Taylor and Mark both saw how much response he was getting. And so the other two were just like, I want some positive messages on Facebook and everything. Cause like Mark went in there for like, my eye twitched. And so I went to the ER and then, Taylor was just like, yeah, my hair was droopy and I went to the ER. So it's just, all seriousness, Adam, we do wish all of our Pride 48 friends a speedy recovery. I'm being a smart ass about it, but no, Mark was in the ER. I believe everyone is home now. I don't believe anyone is still in the ER. I believe they've all gone home at this point in time, but I do wish all of them a speedy recovery because they are some of my favoritest people in the world.
Now, I just want to tell everyone that this is how much love you have in your heart for me.
Yes.
You and I are going on vacation. You're leaving Wednesday, I believe. I'm leaving Thursday.
Correct.
So in our little group chat that we have ongoing.
It's like things happen in threes. There's been three podcasters in the hospital, but then two podcasters that were currently on vacation, Drew and Gooch and Vera, were like deathly ill for their entire cruise. So I'm like, that means there's one more person that's going to get sick on vacation. And since you and I are both going on vacation, I hope it's not me.
You said, I hope it's Adam, I believe is what you said.
That is the same. Using the transitive property of blame, I believe that is the same thing.
So I just want to say, how dare you, first of all. But second of all, Taylor, apparently. Maybe he just got sick because he doesn't want to hang out with us while we're there.
Could be. Although I'm hearing from the chat room, Taylor is not home. He is still in the hospital. I'm assuming he's not in the ER, though. He's probably in a room. But anyway, he sent me a Snapchat a few hours ago from his hospital bed, is what Curtis.
So at this point, I'm not sure he's going to be well enough to attend the dinner or the Universal thing that we were doing.
Well, it's more than a week away. So we'll see.
Taylor, you have to get well because we wanted to hang out with you. So if you're listening to this right now.
But that's probably why you went to the hospital, so you wouldn't have to.
Well, that's what I was saying, but.
To hang out with us. Anyway.
All right. So as you're aware, we are going on vacation.
Hold on, Adam. That was supposed to happen during
like
my
45 minutes of the show left.
Hi, this is Larry, otherwise known as Fuselage. I was calling to the deadline to let you know that Merle Haggard, the country star, has unfortunately passed away at the age of 79. I have nothing else to comment.
Sex.
So have a nice day. Bye-bye.
In exchange for chicken McNuggets.
You can hear like the blinker in his car there. It's like tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Didn't he sound kind of like that newscaster, the chicken McNuggets newscaster from like 3 years ago?
Well, if we could only find that clip, I don't know. Congratulations.
Merle Haggard has died at the age of 79.
79. Here's the thing, Adam. I left work on Friday a little early because I had built up the time to be able to do that. And I posted at the time, I said 16 and a half days of vacation starts right now. And that was because I'm on vacation at that point in time for 16 and a half days. How stupid is it that now I'm sad that it's only like 15 days? I was like saying, oh, only 15 days left of my vacation. So I haven't even gone to Florida yet. It's like I'm going to New York tomorrow and Tuesday, and then I fly to Florida on Wednesday. So like, I haven't even started my vacation. I'm already,
Do you hate your job that bad?
No. I'm just excited. Yeah. I'm just excited to go somewhere warm and to see Larry Potter because I desperately want to see this whole Larry Potter thing.
Oh, okay. You know, now I do want to ask one thing about that, and we shouldn't rehash vacation talk every single show. However,
it's a personal journal podcast, Adam. It's kind of stupid for us not to talk about our vacation.
You say that it's new, this Harry Potter thing.
Well, it's new to me. I've never seen it.
But Mark and I went to some Harry Potter thing at Universal when we went to Orlando.
Correct.
Like 2 years
all right,
ago.
So Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Was done at Universal Studios a long time ago. And by a long time ago, I mean, I still lived in South Carolina / Florida or something. And it was right when I was moving to South Carolina. So at least 6 or 7 years ago, if not more, is when they did that. The new thing is that they opened Diagon Alley over at Islands of Adventure. So a new Harry Potter area over at their second theme park. And then tied the two together with the Hogwarts Express, which is a train ride that goes between the two parks. And it's a themed train ride. So instead of there being windows on the train, there are 8K monitors. So it looks like you're going through the fields of London with the magic, you know, heading to the Hogwarts castle.
So parts of it are new. I've had Butterbeer before.
Yes, that was the original Harry Potter. So that's the Hogwarts area of or Hogsmeade or whatever over there. And then what they've added is the Diagon Alley section of Harry Potter. Or I have this completely backwards and they just added the Hogsmeade and they had the Diagon Alley already. Regardless, Adam, it's, you know what? They had Diagon Alley already. They added Hogsmeade because it's the Gringotts Bank. That's where the ride is. You go into the Gringotts Bank and go on the roller coaster ride is there.
So, you know, I've been talking about wanting to do video recently. I've been going on and on and on about it and getting a camera. So, by the way, my camera came in.
Yes. So did you buy Paul Armstrong's old one?
Well, I don't know. It is refurbished.
Wow,
so I don't know if, but I don't know. Did he have a 70D? Because it's a 70D.
He had a 70D and then he got an 80D.
Okay. So, anyway, I haven't even turned that on because I'm charging the battery as we speak, reading the manual, all that kind of stuff. You know, I think I still need to get a high speed SD card, or read write, you know, with high speed read write or whatever. So I can do video on it. But anyway, so, I'm almost ready for my latest foray into video.
Yes.
But you know, it's always hard to get started. And it's like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? So what I thought is that while we're on this trip, that I will do a video diary of the trip.
Okay.
So just a short little, you know, 2 or 3 minutes a day, but that will give me an excuse to do it.
Yeah.
And just put it out there. And so, I mean, and some of it might be on my cell phone camera, which by the way, I didn't realize this. I've had this camera for like 5 months now, maybe 6 or 7 months. And I've been using the Google camera because that's what I was used to using on the Samsung camera app.
Yeah.
Has a beautify feature.
Oh.
So you like you hit the beautify and suddenly your skin looks
fake.
Like a butt.
It looks fake, is what it looks like.
Well, you know. No. It's a but you don't really the bad thing about it is when it goes in and out of focus, mm-hmm. it loses the effect for a second. And so your pores are like huge and then all of a sudden they're smooth again. Right. And then they're huge. So I don't know if I could actually use that for video. I think it's made more for like the selfies, the photos. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but I've been researching Beautify plugins for Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
That will make me more beautiful. So when I do post-processing,
now
I can remove.
Do you subscribe to the Adobe Cloud or
yes.
did you buy? So do you subscribe to everything in the cloud? So you pay you pay $60 a month?
50. Yeah.
So why don't you use that? You hate my MP3 encoder. If you pay for the Adobe Cloud, then you have access to the Adobe encoder, which is much better than the Fraunhofer.
Because I'd have to learn how to use Audition.
No, you wouldn't. There's a media converter there that they have. What's it called? It's one of the little programs right there that will just take, you give it your WAV file, and then you go to the audio only section and you tell it to get, and it'll use its compressor thing. The point is that, you can actually go down to a 64K in Adobe. If you have that licensed MP3 encoder, it does a much better job at lower bit rates. We don't need to save space on that, but I'm just saying this, whatever. All right, here's the thing, Adam, are you done with that video? So you're going to do the video diary. Since you didn't ask if I wanted to participate, I guess I just have to like stay out of your way the whole time that you're doing these videos. And,
you're going to be in them. I didn't think I needed to ask.
I'm going
to
be in the background of every shot holding a newspaper and,
I didn't think I had to ask. I was just going to, you were going to be, well, I mean, I might have, there may be a portion of it. You know, most YouTubers have that thing where they'll do a shot from in bed.
Yeah.
And so they've got the covers, you know, and everything, or in the bathtub.
Oh, you're
going to
do that?
Like that?
You're going to do that from the bed in the bathtub?
I don't know, but I'm just saying if I were to do those kind of shots, you probably wouldn't be in those.
Right. Now, you know, I know a lot about YouTube videos. I can help you do your whole intro and thing. Because I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
I know.
Hey, let's talk about this, Adam. It almost feels like it's a segment, but it's not really a segment. It's just a general airing of, hey.
You need a theme.
I know. Hey, what's up with the fucking internet? That's the question that I have here. And Adam, here's the thing, Adam. It's not just one thing. There's been a lot of things that have been happening lately. I don't know if it's the primary that's going on right now that's causing a lot of people to have very opinionated or overly opinionated stances on things. But it seems like there's just been a general feeling of angst and negativity on the internet lately. And so I just kind of wanted to know what's up with the internet. Now, here's the thing. I do another podcast that's not on Pride 48. It's called the RuPaul Drag Race Recap. And this is
on Pride 48.
No, but I'm saying that, you know, other than it's not a personal journal type podcast. It's about a TV show, whatever. Anyway, because it's a specific about a TV show, we get a lot more traffic on that show than we would hear. And by I say not a Pride 48 thing, we're getting a lot of new listeners that are not Pride 48 listeners. So these are not people that we know. These
it
are brand
posted on Pride48.com.
It absolutely is. And we talk about Pride 48 and all that fun stuff. But what I'm saying is I'm getting a lot of feedback from people that are not on Pride 48. So this is not directed at anyone's particularly in our normal community, but I wanted to share this with you, Adam. I wanted to share this with you. This is an email that we just got for the RuPaul's Drag Race recap. Now, I don't believe it's real. I think it's a joke because it's so over the top. Joe Batance is of the opinion that it is real. So I want to let you people know. Either way, though, it has some valid things that I would like to talk. Well, not valid, but it has some things that I would like to talk about. So here's the email, not in its entirety, but edited down a little bit. Hey guys, for the first few podcasts for this season, I really enjoyed and really wanted more. Unfortunately, the last three or four podcasts have really turned me off, so much to the point that I will probably not continue to listen for much longer. Why, you may ask? Well, all right, let's just stop this right there. We're amateur podcasters, meaning we don't get paid to do any of this stuff. So if someone doesn't want to listen, right, then
don't download it.
Then don't download it. It's like, we're not twisting their... It's not like we get a dime for every listener or something. It's like, oh, I really need to keep those numbers up or whatever. In fact, the inverse is correct. And the inverse is true. We pay for bandwidth. So it's like the more people that download our show, right, the higher the costs are, because we have to go to a different hosting plan in order to be able to accommodate the bandwidth of of the shows flying. You know, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, unlike YouTube, where you can just throw up hours and hours of video for free, there's no place to host audio for free that's as reliable as YouTube. So it's like you end up paying for these hosting accounts. So just right out of the gate, I just want to say, if you don't like a podcast, not just ours, but if you don't like a podcast, no one's forcing you to listen. Just that's the beauty of podcasts. There's millions of them out there. Go find another one. Anyway, why, you may ask, going back to the email here. Well, first, being the shade button and the Michelle Visage wannabe laughs are used way too much. It's embarrassing the number of times both of these things are used on the show. It's so annoying. Have you actually
embarrassing?
Tried? Have you? What?
It's embarrassing how much they're used on the show.
Yes, it's embarrassing the number of times both of these are used on the show. It's so
he hears the shade button and gets embarrassed.
That's right. Have you actually tried to listen to the podcast after you recorded it? Now, here's the thing. We probably have 6 or 7 emails just this past week talking about how much people love the shade button and the Michelle Visage laugh. So it's just kind of like one of those personal preference things. Again, it's, you know, whatever. In addition, the amount of time you all reference someone doing the podcast high or drunk is insane. I understand the point of this podcast is to be fun, but all right, let me just stop right there. Really? Do you? Because it doesn't sound like you do understand that. It's like
I feel like this person is like, and this maybe this is a horrible, but this picture just came to my mind.
Uh-huh.
The woman, like, across the street from you, you're over at your house having a good time, and it's this older woman who's, yes, like, kind of pushing the blinds down and peeking, yes, over, and like taking a notepad and, yeah, listing all the things that you're doing that are breaking some neighborhood, you know, watch code or some HOA code or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like,
also, I get that the podcast is social time for y'all to catch up, but I listen to the podcast to hear your thoughts about RuPaul's Drag Race, not who invited who out to what bar or to watch the show or what guy's house you were staying over at. Now, again, I don't think he gets the point. He keeps saying, I understand that this podcast is supposed to be fun. I understand that it's a social time for y'all to catch up. Clearly, you don't understand that because you're bitching about the fact that he's like, you just want to hear a cold technical read of RuPaul's Drag Race. There's other places you can go to do that. Again, don't listen to our fucking show. All right. But then it's like, the latest Extra Lap podcast took almost 13 minutes for the first message to be read. I didn't really subscribe to listen to 13 minutes of ridiculous, unrelated banter. Now, I just want to point this out. Our Extra Lap show is the second show that we do every week where we only read the feedback from people.
Yes.
So it's like he's saying it took 13 minutes for us to play the first message. The first message was also just unrelated banter. It's just like, it's just someone else wrote it. It's just like, what's the difference that you had to wait 13 minutes before we read the first piece of unrelated banter?
I don't understand when people send negative emails to podcasts.
All right, now this is absolutely my point. This is the larger point that I want to make, but let me finish this really quick.
Okay.
Now, I'm not one to complain, as I work in customer service industry, but I just wanted you to know my thoughts. Now, this struck me as odd because the sentence of I'm not one to complain came after 5 paragraphs of complaining. So it's just kind of like, again, I don't think that word means what you think it means. I can't imagine that I'm the only one thinking these things, but maybe I'm the only one sharing them. I would suggest the podcast be a bit more focused and the conversations be relevant / on topic of Drag Race with less of the same exact sound effects. Now here's the point that I wanted to make, Adam. It's not just this negative email, right? Because I can deal with that, whatever. What?
I love it how you vented on your other show.
Well,
so
I'm
not going to vent on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, I won't be, and I'm going to be on vacation on the show that we would have read this on. So it's like, but that's not important, Adam. The other important things is like, recently we've heard from other podcasters who have like gotten a lot of negative emails coming from people, so much so that they, you know, that they're really feeling down about it and they're questioning whether they want to go on with this and stuff. It's like, here's the thing. It's like, why? What is up with the fucking internet that people feel the need to basically, I love your show, except everything that you do in it. It's just kind of like, what? How is this helpful or constructive criticism? Or, you know, it's like, if you're a fan of the show and there's like one little thing that people do that just like you kind of wish that they would change or whatever, you know, then fine, whatever. But it's like, dude, you're basically, that is our show. We make jokes and read irrelevant things. That's what we do. So if you don't like that, you're probably listening to the wrong show. But it's like, more importantly, what made you take the time to write this email.
And I love it how this person says, I probably won't be listening for very much longer. Right. If you don't like it, why are you going to listen to any more? Like, right. I'm only going to listen to two more episodes right. and then I'm quitting.
So I see this. All right. And so it's just this negative, like I've seen a lot of things, especially in political discourse nowadays. I see a lot of things where it's like, you know, like, oh, Ann Coulter looks like a man or, you know, what the fuck is Bruce Jenner doing, you know, here or whatever. It's like as LGBT people, it's like making comments about people looking like a different gender or whatever is really insensitive to the trans community. Especially like dead naming a trans person. It's like, you don't have to like Caitlyn Jenner. And like, in fact, I don't care for Caitlyn Jenner. I think she's a horror. I disagree with her politics completely, 100%. However, I'm not going to dead name her because I support the trans community. And it's just like, you know, her being, you know, being trans had nothing to do with it. Now, there was someone who dead named her and I brought that up and they immediately was like, oh, you know, you're absolutely correct. And I, you know, whatever, I'm not the policeman of the world and whatever. And I'm not trying to single anyone out. So please, this is just a general trend that I've noticed lately is that things have just gotten a lot crueler out there. And it makes me sad when I hear people wanting to stop doing things that they enjoy doing, right? It's like they... We don't make money from podcasting. We do these things because we love doing them and there's something that we want to do. And it's like, so when I hear from people that are just like, you know what? I just can't take it. Or I have to record another show, but like, people don't like it when I do this and people don't like it. It's like, that makes me sad because it's like, here's this thing that you do that you love that now is turned into a thing that makes you upset and, you know, sad to do. And it's like... It's like, so here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, if there's no point, I don't have a solution for this. I would just, this is just a general commentary. It's just like, but come on, let's be a little nicer to each other out there. Let's take a breath and think about these things and put ourselves in other people's shoes for a little bit before we like go on and do this.
Well, on a related topic, YouTube is full of trolly comments.
Oh, the comment section on YouTube is the worst. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So you know, doing video, question. Yeah.
That would be my biggest fear for you, would be reading the comments.
Well, no. So the question always comes to my head, do I just shut off the comments? But there's a downside to that because the interaction of the comments section can help you get more people watching your stuff, like feeling like they have interaction with you.
Right.
Like if you read them and respond and all that kind of stuff. So... And all of the big name YouTube celebrities, their comment sections are on.
Right. And unlike podcasting, if you can get more than 300 people to watch your video, you qualify to actually make money from that video. You know, not a lot of money, but you'll get paid money for you know, from the more views on your video.
So like, I don't know whether I should have comments on or not, because, you know, I am a sensitive person.
I do know that, Adam.
You know, I was looking. So I had comments on some of my very first videos that I did on YouTube, and I got some stupid idea in my head because I used to, you know, be naked on camera for money, that I would do a couple of shirtless ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody made a comment about not wanting to see my saggy man boobs.
Yes.
Or something. And this is like 4, 5, 6 years later. And that kind of stung a little bit. I was
like, you know what? I don't, I apologize. I apologize numerous times for making that comment. So I don't know why it still hurts you. No, it wasn't.
I wanted to go on there and say, people paid me for those saggy man boobs, you 12-year-old living in your mom's basement.
Yeah. So anyway. Nico is saying that the culture of hate is far too common on the internet, where you can be a complete bastard with no consequences, which is true. But it just seems, I mean, it's always been that way. It just seems like it's being more so now. And Nico says, no, don't turn your comments on.
Yeah.
There you go. Nico says, make them go the extra step of emailing you. Yeah, if they really, well, as we just read, here's the thing. I don't think that's a real email, by the way. That to me, that screams fake, because the last line of the email is, I listen to 6 other podcasts that are way more organized and direct. Now, you can say what you want to about the RuPaul Drag Race recap, but our actual recap show is far more cohesive and focused than any of the other RuPaul recap shows.
So you have a script.
Yeah, it's a script. Yeah, it's a script. Well, it's an outline, but yeah, we follow a very regimented, like, you know, let's play a clip, talk about it, play a clip, talk about it. So it's like, yeah, it's just got to almost be a joke, because it's like everything he's talking about comes from our extra lap, which, you know, we say right up front, this is the show that's just about feedback for the show. This isn't even the main show. You don't have to listen to this anyway.
Well, I have one last point that I forgot that I wanted to make about this. So like I've said before, Hey, why do you want to email a podcast to tell them what you don't like about? I mean, that's ridiculous. You're not paying for it. You're not. It's not like it's Cox and they're providing me internet service and I'm calling their customer support. It's a thing that we do, and you listen if you like it, and you don't if you don't.
Right. And there's so much choice. There's so much choice out there. If you don't like it, move on. There, you will find something out there you like.
But as a podcaster,
yes,
you cannot listen to negative comments from your listeners and try to tailor your show to what they're saying, because every person who listens to you has a different opinion of what segments they like, what segments they don't like, et cetera, et cetera. Right. It has to be your show. It has to be whatever it is that makes you happy and makes you feel like it's a good show. That's what you have to do. And the people that like that, whatever it is that you're putting out, will listen, and the people that don't won't. Right. But if you listen to every comment, you basically wouldn't have a show, or it'd be disjointed.
You know, granted, you and I tend to throw our, right, because we have a chat room, so we have things that go on, you know, we're getting active feedback as we're talking, even. And we do that sometimes, right? You guys have been going on forever. It's like, oh, this show is long. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but then there's some people that will, oh, I wish your show was longer. And it's like, you know, so it's like everyone has their own little thing that they like, and that's fine. By the way, chat room, nothing that you guys have said has not been.
You guys feel free to complain all you want.
You may complain as much as you want. That's fine. Because honestly, no one's being abusive in the chat room. And I don't even think that email was abusive or anything. I just thought it was really kind of negative. And this all was really kind of just set off because several different things happened. None of which I want to talk about because they're all other people's things. But it's just kind of like one of those things. It's like it's a bummer to me that by being dicks on the internet, we're basically curtailing people from doing things that they enjoy doing, and that's sad to me because I like people that do things on the internet because I enjoy watching and listening. Except for It's All About Me.
Right.
I don't like listening to It's All About Me because there's just far too much echo. In that show.
But
by the way, this latest episode, no echo. Magically, there's, oh, we don't know what happened to the echo. We have no idea. And then it's all gone. It's just like, yeah, we get it. It's a joke.
They did it from the hospital room.
From the hospital.
It was all the curtains.
It's a hospital room where Mark was at. But he did get free ice cream. Anyway, let's do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay! Happy birthday to you!
Dear guys, I wish you would quit playing that fucking Dora the Explorer song. It makes me absolutely insane when I hear it. And then Daniel sings his little la-la-las, which is just really fucking annoying to me. And I wish that he would just stop doing it because it's, you know what? I'm unsubscribing. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Unless you talk about this, in which case then I'm going to listen just to see if you talk about this. It is the DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam plays a musical cue and I, using only my head brain and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is. What am I trying to figure out? I'm trying to figure out whose birthday it is exactly what
will
I'm trying
you,
to do.
Daniel?
I will. Adam Burns,
will
I
you?
Will. Oh, yes. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening for the Dubious Intent birthday segment?
On the show tonight, the greatest movie star in the world. He is such an action hero. He's always running in films. I love the way he runs. He does it just like this. I watched it a lot, so I'm kind of an expert at doing it now.
All right, stop. Now, are we going for the person whose voice we're hearing or the person he's describing?
The person whose voice we're hearing.
That is the unmistakable voice of Graham Norton.
It is Graham Norton. Yeah, when I lived in England, ladies and gentlemen, I used to watch Graham Norton. And then when I moved back, I watched him on BBC America. Although I don't know if he's still on BBC America or not. But anyway, Graham Norton is 53 years old.
53 years young.
Yeah. All right. So here is our next birthday.
This could be a lot of different people here, Adam.
I have another one if you want me to play the other one.
All right. This is a song by Daft Punk featuring Pharrell, but I don't know if it's one of the two guys from Daft Punk or if it's for I think it was based on a riff of an old blues guy that played the
well, you know, give just me the, for give the hell of it, give me I'll play clip. The second one.
This is Pharrell, so it's clearly it is Pharrell.
It's Pharrell. I could have played the theme to The Voice.
You could have.
You know, I don't know if you watch The Voice, but I got some very upsetting news about The Voice.
Really? What?
Yeah. Next season, they're replacing Christina and Pharrell.
Yes.
With Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And Alicia Keys. I mean, Alicia Keys, I guess, is okay. I mean, she's talented and everything, but Miley Cyrus.
Wait, hold on.
What has this world come to?
Well, hold on. Wait. Now
that we're putting Hannah Montana on the well.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, it's like she's crazy, but that doesn't mean she doesn't know good music. I mean, she doesn't know Billy Ray Cyrus's child, right? Isn't she? I mean, she like grew up in the music industry. I think that she's a perfect judge. If anyone knows anything about the music industry, it's her.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch. I don't know if I can watch it anymore. Here's the thing. I don't.
Well, I've watched The Voice before and I enjoyed it. I can't say that because I do like Survivor. I was going to say, I don't really like these shows that do like two seasons a year because it just feels like they're always on. It's like, because The Voice to me is just kind of like, ugh, this again. It's like,
well, if it's good, I'll watch it. But I will say one thing about The Voice and American Idol, which just ended.
Yeah.
American Idol, I felt like at least recently they haven't had very good voices. Like the contestants on there didn't have wonderful voices.
Yes.
I've always felt like The Voice had really pretty good voices. Like the singers were better than the ones on American Idol. But one thing I will say about American Idol, when you look at the actual famous musician singers that came from American Idol, and then you go to The Voice and you see who came from The Voice, nobody.
Right.
But it's amazing because American Idol probably had less talented singers than The Voice does. But I was reading this article that The Voice makes it more about the judges and less about the contestants.
Right.
And American Idol made it more about in their earlier years, made it more about the contestants and not the judges. So,
okay, great.
Pharrell's 43. Okay, here's our next one. I have quite a lot on this one. So just get ready. So as soon as you know this, tell me.
I can't hear it. You're talking. Friend in me. All right, there we go. Suddenly it came through really loud. Okay. Are we looking for the person that's singing this?
I want you to know what movie this is from.
Oh, dear God, you're really distorted. You're very loud. You Got a Friend of Me is from the movie Toy Story.
Okay, yes, it is.
Yes.
And I didn't change my volume. Okay, so here is another one.
71% of the Earth's
surface. This is the trailer.
Covered by water.
How's it going, Bob?
That's a big place to find one fish.
Has anybody seen my son?
Your son, okay. Chico?
This is from the movie Finding Nemo.
Okay. So now I'm going to play one more, and I think you'll know who it is.
All right. I got this, Adam. The thing that these things have in common, the Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and Cheers, is, and I don't remember the guy's name, but he... In the Toy Story, he played. Who did he play? He's hold on. We're coming back to him in Toy Story because he's not Mr. Potato Head. He's the other. He's a pig. He's the Hammy. So he played the pig in Toy Story. He played the big singing manta ray in Finding Nemo, and he was Cliff Clavin in Cheers.
Yes, it was Cliff Clavin.
And I think his name is John something.
John Ratzenberger.
Now,
interestingly enough about John Ratzenberger, he has been in every full-length Pixar movie.
Wow.
Since they started. So I could have played Cars. I could have played, I think that's a Pixar.
That is
anyway,
a Pixar.
Anything that Pixar has done, he has been at least one character in every Pixar movie. He was in Inside Out.
What did he play in Inside Out? I just saw Inside Out.
I don't know, but I know he was in it.
I just recently saw Inside Out.
There were only a couple of, I don't know. I don't know which one he was. I'm sure there's some place we could go to look things up like that, but I don't
know. Called the internet.
All right, here we go.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right.
All right. You don't. This is a country person.
It is.
I have no idea. I have no idea from that from that.
All right, well, I could play multiple songs, but I'll give you one clue.
Okay.
He both had a birthday and died this past week.
Oh, Merle Haggard, I'm going to bet.
Merle Haggard.
There you go.
Merle Haggard not only turned 79 this last week, but he died on his birthday.
Okay.
So there you go. So he was both a celebrity death and a birth all in the same week.
Apparently he voiced Fritz in Inside Out.
Okay. Here is our next one.
Oh, this is House of Cards.
It is House of Cards.
It's like the most ponderous opening to a television show ever. It's like, I hate having to fast forward through. It's like such a, especially for a Netflix only show that everyone is by nature going to binge watch, to have an intro of a show that is like 7.5 minutes long. It's like fucking Game of Thrones long. It's just like, oh my God, does this intro ever stop?
No, nothing is Game of Thrones long. You sit there and watch them build the entire kingdom out of Legos or something, whatever they're doing. It's like, finish already. Yeah. I just finished drawing the damn map. Okay, here's the next one. This is a trailer to a movie. It'll be obvious.
My name's Forrest Gump.
This is Forrest Gump.
It is.
What a young man
recollects. So is it Forrest Gump's birthday?
Everybody is.
It's not Forrest Gump's birthday, but it's someone who was in House of Cards.
Uh-huh.
And Forrest Gump.
And Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards and Forrest Gump. I don't remember Forrest Gump from that long ago, so I don't think it's Kevin Spacey. Is it Kevin Spacey?
It is not Kevin Spacey.
It's not Kevin Spacey.
Someone will tell me he was in Forrest Gump, but I hope he wasn't, because it's not him.
No, I don't. You know what? I know there's a lot of people in House of Cards. I don't. Other than Tom Hanks and what's her name? I can't even name what's her name.
What's her name? Who? Who's what's her name?
The girl. What's her name? Janny.
Okay.
The girl that played Janny.
Right.
Is it her?
It is her.
I don't know who played Janny.
Robin Wright.
No idea. No idea whatsoever. So Robin Wright played Janny.
Yes.
I would have, even on a multiple choice, I would have missed that. It's like, that's how bad I am with actresses' names.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
She is in House of Cards. She is his wife.
Yeah, I realize that now, but I didn't make that connection that she was.
So she played Jenny.
You know who
Gump,
else? Yeah. Do you know who else was in Forrest Gump? A very famous person who was in Forrest Gump.
Well, there were lots of people in Forrest Gump.
No, but I mean, a very famous person that was in Forrest Gump. Do you
who?
Know?
Oh, Auntie Vera?
No, not, no, more famous. More famous than Auntie Vera.
Who could possibly be more famous than Big Fatty?
Yes.
Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump.
Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump. He was one of the reporters following Forrest over the bridge. And if you can see the clip, you can see him clearly running behind with his notepad in one. He's very clearly, prominently featured in that frame. But yes, Big Fatty was a part
now,
of
I'm a very gullible individual. So is this
no,
for real?
No, this is absolutely for when we, because you and I are fixing to go visit Big Fatty. I'm sure that he will show you the footage of it and whatever. It's like
he auditioned for a.
He was an extra, but he was an extra in that scene, but it's just so happened that he was in the front line right behind Forrest. So it was like you could see him. He didn't have a maybe he had a speaking part, like a shouting speaking part, like "Tell us what you think" or something like that. Yes, exactly. That was his line. His line was yes. Run, okay. Forrest, run. I switched to another window to get something, and I don't know what it was. All right, go ahead.
All right, so we have two more. Here is our penultimate. Would that be correct?
That would. This would be the penultimate.
Penultimate birthday. Here we go.
Somebody say. This is the theme to Smallville. Which was,
it is the theme to small. I'm surprised you got that.
It was on the CW for a long time, wasn't it? Or was it the UB or whatever?
It was WB.
WB.
I believe.
Yeah.
Here is the next song.
This is the theme to the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm going to thank you in advance for not playing a John Schneider song, because I would not have known a John Schneider song if it, you know, slapped me in the face. But I'm going to say it's John Schneider. Is that who is?
It is John Schneider. He played He played Pa Kent.
Yep.
On Smallville, and he was Bo or Luke.
Yeah, he was. I don't know. He was one of the Duke brothers. Here's the thing. I think he was Luke. But here's the thing. He left the show after like, you know, four or five seasons. Because I think Smallville went on for like 18 seasons.
It did. By the time it was done,
Tom Wells was like 53 and he was still playing like he was a teenager. It was just like, it was really...
Well, they went to college. I think they finally went off to college.
Well, they needed to because Tom Wells was like 35. And it was just
they
like,
were in high school for like 8 years or
no
something.
No one is believing that these people are in high school.
All right, our last birthday. Here we go.
All right. This sounds very much like a Cirque du Soleil piece of music.
It's not.
So I'm going to say that it's a Cirque du Soleil type show, maybe. Is this American Horror Story? Because I don't watch that show. Is this?
It is not American Horror Story.
Is it a show like that, though? Is it a creepy show?
It has a vibe like that, but it is not at all horror at all.
Okay.
It does have a supernatural bent to it, but it's not.
I don't know who horror. This is. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I'll play one more theme. Here we go.
I know you can see me now. Here's a surprise.
I could go for miles and miles. It's like, this is a theme to something?
It's a theme to a fairly recent show that you absolutely hate.
I hate it.
Yep.
Like with a passion, I hate it. There's not many.
Passion. Well, I think you only watched one episode, but you passionately hated it.
To the Broke Girls? Two Broke Girls?
No.
Oh, is this CSI Cyber or whatever?
It is. CSI Cyber.
And then the first one must be that Medium or whatever.
It is Medium.
And so it's the girl, it's the lady from CSI Cyber with the funky lip. What's her name?
She has a brother who's famous.
Yeah, yes, but I can't remember her name. I've already like blocked her out of my memory there. But yeah, she's...
I like her. I actually like, and I loved Medium. I really binge watched it.
Who was it?
Patricia Arquette.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get it. Patricia Arquette is 48 years old, and I actually really like her, and I really enjoyed Medium. I do not think CSI Cyber is a good show.
By the way, just a quick question, and you feel free to, you know what? I'll just make a Twitter poll on this. But watch my Twitter account, because I think I want to watch 12 Monkeys. I think I'm going to like download 12 Monkeys to watch, like the first season of it, to watch on my trip, because I need stuff to watch on the train and on the plane. But I don't know. Has anyone watched 12 Monkeys? Is it worth watching? I don't know. I have not
watched it, so I don't know.
It's only like
the movie or the TV show?
The TV show. It's only like $20 for the first season, but it's like I've heard people saying, oh, yeah, it's a great series, but I want to hear from someone else, you know, someone. Yeah, I'll just do a Twitter poll on that. I don't know.
We watch so many different television shows. And
we do.
I'm getting to the point where it's like, I can't have any hobbies because we come home from work, we eat and we work out, and then it's TV until we go to bed. And it's that way every day. So I'm trying to think, you know, what things will I be cutting out of my life? What TV shows will I be cutting out of my life? Instead of what will I be adding?
Yeah. Hold on a second, Adam. Okay. Well, you know what? First of all, Adam, let's just head over to the Pride 48 website and let's make sure we have had taken care of all of our birthdays here. We'd like to say a very happy birthday on the 6th this past week to Ant, and on the 10th, which is today, the day that we are recording, to Hunt. And those are the two birthdays that we have on the Pride 48 website. What?
Love Hunt.
I don't know who Hunt is.
I love Hunt.
Okay, great. I'm glad you do.
Happy birthday, Hunt.
Happy birthday, Hunt. Happy birthday, Ant. Hey, if you would like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, all you have to do is sign up for a free Pride 48 account. And check on the little checkbox and say, yes, I would like to broadcast my birthday to the universe. That's probably not what the checkbox actually says, but, you know, it's the gist of it. Anyway, I think it's kind of whatever.
And we found out what gist is. It's the stuff that floats, used to float to the top of, like, the beer barrels or something, and they called it gist.
That is fascinating, Adam. All right, guys. So really, it's called The Gist, huh? That's the...
Yeah, you can look it up. I don't remember if it was beer, but it was something that floats to the surface of some liquid, of some beverage. And it was called Gist.
By the way, did you know that the Peanut Gallery has its roots in like racist statements? The Peanut Gallery was a derisive term that they called because when they had segregated movie theaters, peanuts were cheaper to you know, the cheapest snack that you could buy in the theater. And so the colored section upstairs in the segregated theater, they would all be eating peanuts. So they just referred to it as the Peanut Gallery, as opposed to the fancy white area downstairs.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Now I've learned two things. I learned what Gist is, and I've learned what the Peanut Gallery was. There you go, Adam. That's what we're all about here. This is how we make our... This is, you know, we don't get paid in money for making this show, Adam. No, we get paid in the satisfaction of knowing that we have now given new information to people who may not have known it before.
I know I read that somewhere, but the word... Oh, yeah.
Really? You're not reading news? You're still going on about Gist?
Okay, there is... Now it's bugging me because I know that I found out... Mm-hmm. I know that I read that on this very show one time, but now I can't find that explanation. But I know it's true. Anyway, Daniel, did you know that many people do not shower every day?
All right, now worldwide or in the United States?
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, no, I knew that worldwide.
In England, we'll say.
Okay.
For instance, I
think it's safe to say that in the United States, the cultural norm is to shower daily in the United States.
So, here's a tip to save time in the morning. Don't shower. A recent survey found that as many as a third of all Brits do not shower every day. But they may not be as stinky as you think. According to one expert, showers are really only needed about twice a week. Dr. Elaine Larson, an infectious disease expert at Columbia University School of Nursing, told Time magazine that a shower a day is not necessary, at least not for your skin. She says people think they are showering to be cleaner, but bacteriologically, that's not the case.
Hmm.
In fact, the more showers you have may cause more problems. You can strip your body away of essential oils and increase your chance of infection, as bathing will allow germs to enter cracked skin. Dr. C. Brandon Mitchell, assistant professor of dermatology at George Washington University, agreed and said two showers each week was plenty.
Wow.
He says your body is a naturally well-oiled machine. A daily shower is not necessary.
Well, you know, I get that. And I get that in other countries they eat pig intestines too, but I'm not going to run out and eat them. So I'm just going to go with, you know, this is the culture that I live in. This is the country that I live in. And the norm here is to take a shower daily and to put on deodorant. And I will continue to do that. And I hope that you too will continue to do that, at least for the next week that we are living living together in a hotel room.
While we're on vacation, Daniel, I was going to do an experiment and see if I get less infections by taking less showers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens I was going to start it on Thursday of this week.
That is
amazing.
That is amazing there, Adam. That Now, the chat room, Yasmin in the chat room, is saying the Peanut Gallery was, in the days of vaudeville, a nickname for the show. And that is true. However, that is the cleaned up version of the roots of the word, though, come from the South, where they had the segregated area. And it was the fact that the peanuts were the least expensive snack served. But yeah, the balcony upstairs was referred to as the Peanut Gallery because of all the colored folk up there, those less desirable folk in the South.
All righty. So
now I'm scratching because you brought up these things.
Last but not least, this next story was submitted to us by one RT Cruiser. And you know what? If you too, fair listeners, wanted to submit a story for this fine segment, you could email us at, I don't even know, what's our email address? contact@dubiousintent.com.
True.
With the subject
Although
line.
It's so weird because we got an email like from Turniped that never was sent to contact, but we never got it. And then he sent it again and I got it. And I haven't addressed it because I've never had a chance. It was basically about me saying mouth words and had... He was trying to correct my grammar on saying mouth words and head brains. And the point is, I steal that. That line is directly stolen from Wheezy Waiter. So you'd have to take it up with him. But contact.
Email stories. So this one came in from.
Contact with dubious intent theoretically works.
This came in from RT Cruiser because there weren't enough deaths this week. So he thought he would send in a news story as well. An Indonesian pop star, Irma Bule.
Sure.
B-U-L-E, I'm not sure.
We'll go with that.
Died on Monday, April 4th, after a king cobra bit her mid-performance during a Karawang, West Java concert, police confirmed to US Weekly. The singer was 29 years old. Bule, who was known to use reptiles in her stage shows, was attacked by the venomous snake, reportedly named Rianti, halfway through her act, according to the Daily Mail. The outlet also reports that the entertainer continued to sing for a full 45 minutes after the serpent sunk its teeth into her thigh.
What was she singing?
Whatever she sings. She then apparently collapsed after vomiting and experiencing seizures. She was later pronounced dead upon her arrival at a local hospital.
Oh, my God.
Bule thought the cobra was defanged and free of venom prior to taking the stage with the animal, the Daily Mail reports. King cobras are among the world's deadliest snakes.
I imagine. Crazy. Like, what? Why was the snake there?
Well, so her mother was interviewed about it, and she said reportedly, she said that that performing with snakes was her daughter's, quote, trademark. And she says, I don't know what started her off using a snake, but she would wrap it around her neck while dancing, and sometimes she would wrap it around the music player.
Wow. So
there you go.
That sounds like the least interesting act that I would want to go and see. It's just that, of course, I don't like snakes. Britney
Spears also performed with a snake around her neck, but that was in a music video.
Yeah, probably didn't have fangs. It was probably like a boa constrictor or some non-poisonous snake. Anyway, there you go. Well, that's fascinating, Adam. Thank you for the news there. Oh, damn it. God bless America. I didn't have the volume up when I did this. Excellent. It is the section of the show, Adam, where we read our emails and our voice letters. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
We do.
Oh, dear God. Why is Adam so loud? I don't understand what's going on. It's like you're distorting when you come through there. It's really...
It's because I'm excited about this next one. I don't know, but I am excited because our next... Our voicemail, actually, our one and only voicemail.
I don't want to play this. I don't want to play the voicemail. Let's just not play it. Let's just not play it. I don't think we should play it. It's probably a scam. It's probably, you know, some kind of, he's probably calling to try to get us to vote for like Donald Trump or something. I don't know.
No, this is from, apparently, I didn't realize such a famous person who was in Forrest Gump. I didn't know that, but it's from the well-known Forrest Gump actor.
Big Fatty.
The Big Fatty, yeah.
That's right. Exactly. In the credits. If you sit through the credits of Forrest Gump, you'll see. It's like reporter number three, Big Fatty. Here we go.
So now, is the production company for Forrest Gump the RNL?
Podcasting Network? I don't know. Yeah. Adam, these are all excellent questions that you can now ask Big Fatty when you see him, because I don't know the answers to these. I'm just a schlub that's on vacation for 2 weeks. How the hell would I know? Let's listen to this phone call here, though, Adam, shall we?
Hello, lovey.
Hello, Fatty.
I just wanted to call. I hope you had a good cruise and enjoyed being on that junket with Miss McGillicuddy. Hey, Fatty, you called the wrong number. Hello, lovey. I just wanted to call to let you know that we are preparing for your arrival here at the villa next Sunday, and it's just going to be lovely. Just lovely to have you here. I hope you have a good time down there at the at the Disney World, though I know you're not going to the Disney World, you're going to that other place, the
Universal Studios,
the Larry Potter. You're going to go see that Larry Potter, and Anyway, have a safe trip up here to South Kakalaki, and we look forward to seeing you here at the villa next Sunday, and you doing your little show live. You can do that? Well, we'll have to talk to somebody who knows a little bit about technology, I guess. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, dear. All right, so A, thank you, Fatty. Thank you very much. We will be seeing you in a week's time. Exactly 1 week from tonight, Adam. We will be there in South Kakalaki with the big fat one. Now, here's the thing. We're actually not recording the show Sunday night in South Carolina. We're recording the show on the way up to South Carolina, but we will, I believe we're going
To go horribly wrong.
Yeah, but we're going out to dinner with Larry Vader and Big Fatty, and then I'm hoping that Larry Vader will join us. We will go on the stream at our normal time at 9 o'clock, but it'll be with Vader and Fatty. And it's really just more of a chitter chat. It's a chitter chat kind of a thing. It won't be the show. It'll just be us chatting with folks because, you know, whatever. So we will be on the stream, but we're going to record the show in the car ride up there, and then we will edit that and put that out. So that's the whole thing that's going to happen. But thank you so much, Fatty. It's like Larry Vader emailed me, and he was like, I have a mixer with microphones if you guys want to. I'm like, no, we're not going to try to do the show at Fatty's house. It's like, we've got it. We've got this. We're going to do the show in the car.
We're going to use one Yeti microphone and all crowd around it. The chat room won't be able to hear us.
All right. No, we're going to do the show in the car. No, it's not going to sound great, but we're going to do it in the car because that's what we do, Adam. Because that's what we do.
Doing it live.
We're doing it live.
In the car.
So, yeah, we're going to do that, and it'll be fun. It'll be like the little Joe Batance and Daniel Brewer L.A. cast that we did last year from within the car. So we'll still have the sound effects, and I'll have the voicemails and everything loaded on the tablet, so we can still play voicemails and themes music and all that fun stuff. It'll be great. It'll be great, Adam. You can do your birthdays. You can pull your birthday segments, and you can play them, you can put the MP3s in the Google Drive, and then they can play on the soundboard, and it'll be fine. It'll be great.
It's going to be, I could just see it now. We're trying to drive down the road. You're trying to hit buttons.
Well, I know. Whoever's driving is not going to be the one hitting the buttons. The one hitting the buttons will be the person not driving.
Yeah, that's right. Kathy Marshall in the chat room says, do we get to tell you to turn left here?
You know, if you look, if you want to see how difficult and perilous of a journey this is from Universal Studios to Charleston, just basically go to Google Maps and type in that. Basically, it's just Interstate 95. It's literally, we just get on 95 and just stay on 95. So it's just, it's not a difficult drive for us as far as, so there's no turning left. We don't need to, it's not a NASCAR race, Adam. We're not going to be out there turning left. That's the kind of thing there. I don't know anything else you got there, Adam. Are you excited about our vacation at all? Or are you?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm really excited.
You don't actually seem very excited. You just kind of seem.
How do I seem?
You seem very subdued. You're almost annoyed by it. It's just like you don't want to. I don't know. Do you not want to go? You're just like. Are you worried at all about the Brewer Clan? Because you know the Brewer Clan is descending. Apparently now they're descending on Universal Studios. No,
I'm not. Actually, I'm a little bit more worried about Fatty, to be honest. I'm not worried about although I think, you know, there is always that, you know, will the Brewer Clan like me? You know, will I be suckling at the bosom of, you know, Mama Brewer or whatever, you know, I mean, will I be in the fold?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Adam, the Brewer family is very Southern. So they, if they don't like you, they will talk about you after you've left. So it's like, they won't tell you that to your face. So.
Well, I'm totally used to that. So yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be completely fine. They can, you know, as I'm sure they will. But no, I'm worried about Fatty.
Really? Why? Why would that be, Adam?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know how many bathrooms he has in the villa. I'm not really sure how many bathrooms he has in the villa. Uh-huh. But from what I heard after he ate some of that bacon the other day or whatever, Fatty had a dump.
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 229-234-7587. or send us an email, contact@2bsintent.com. And for God's sake, stop going to the fucking ER. Stay healthy, people. Take two things away. Two things away from this podcast. Be nicer to each other and stay healthy.
Like, people can control that. Well, maybe if they take less showers, they'll go to the ER. If Taylor didn't take a shower every day, he would be home well right now.
And I see, I feel bad because Taylor's still in the hospital. Get well, Taylor. Please, you won't be listening to this until long after you've left the hospital. But
whatever you do, man, don't take a shower.
just know that we want you. No, because you can get a sponge. If you're in the hospital, you get a sponge bath from a nurse. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Huh?
We don't take our trips on LSD.
Huh.
We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make...
Hey guys, this is Mags from calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. And apparently Merle Haggard died at 79. And it's saying that it was on his birthday? Yes, died on his birthday at 79. I can't say that I know anything he's done, because when I grew up listening to radio, half the time we never knew who was singing because we caught the song and not the singer. But really, kind of, at least he made it to his birthday. I mean, once you get to that age, you're just happy for whatever you get. And I'm glad that he made it that long. So, thanks. Bye.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Adam. It's Zombie Girl TJ calling the Celebrity Death Line for Merle Haggard, dead at age 79. Famous country western singer and father to Merle Haggard Jr. Yeah,
hi guys, I'm Dee Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Legendary country singer Merle Haggard, dead at 79. Okay, bye.
And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.